There are new questions surrounding the health of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un after he reportedly missed a major holiday celebration yesterday, the second in recent weeks. There are even some reports that Kim is dead, rumors which have been challenged by intelligence experts in both the U.S. and South Korea. For more now, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Jean Lee, director of the Korea program at the Wilson Center. Jean, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you for inviting me on today.
Of course. So, Jean, how reliable is any information like this coming out of North Korea?
You know, North Korea is one of the hardest countries for us to cover as journalists and for intelligence to crack. We are not going to hear from the North Korean regime what the state of the leader's health is. I'm reminded of 2008 when his father, Kim Jong-il, had a stroke and fell into a coma, and we did not know for weeks. And honestly, the regime never confirmed that illness. And so we're not going to see any confirmation from North Korea. And so with this vacuum of information, rumors tend to fly. And what we've seen this week is rumors just going haywire. I do think that the rumors do hint at concerns both inside North Korea and outside North Korea. And so perhaps he did undergo some sort of medical treatment. People on the ground are perhaps seeing him or seeing some unusual activity, and that is filtering out. But we should be clear that there's been no confirmation that he's gravely ill or that he's on his deathbed or that he's died. And so we really just have to be very careful with these rumors, but mindful of them and aware that there may be something slightly off in North Korea.
And when you talk about secrecy, you had mentioned his father with the stroke back in 2008. Wasn't it like a few years where there was just a lot of unknowns in terms of what had happened with him?
So I was, you know, the day that we found out he was in a coma was my first day of work as AP's Seoul bureau chief. And we just had to, we hounded intelligence officials to find out, and then got confirmation that intelligence officials believed that he had suffered a stroke and was in a coma. But Kim Jong-il, the leader at that time, was out of the public eye for months. And so we did not know what his exact condition was for months until well into the following year. And all we saw on state media were documentaries showing old footage. And so there was this sense of uncertainty for months. And this was a time when North Korea shut the world out. Very few foreigners were allowed in, if any. And they were just trying to get everybody together, close ranks, try to get their succession plan in place, try to control the narrative. And so that when he did emerge, they had a solid plan in place. And so these are the kinds of things we should be watching for right now as well. I should note that because of coronavirus, North Korea has tried to seal its border. And so it's very hard to tell what's going on right now. There are very few foreigners on the ground. Certainly, I don't think there are any journalists on the ground, foreign journalists. And so it makes it very hard for us to tell what's happening. And it might be that the leader is sheltering in place like we are. And so yeah, there may be very good reasons. So it's just so hard with a country where you can't confirm information.
And I was just going to ask you that. I mean, isn't it just all speculation? I mean, we're talking about, you know, him missing this major holiday celebration. And like I said, the second in the past few weeks. But it's all speculation, even at this point, that it is his health related, right?
And I will say that, you know, I noticed that he didn't appear on April 15th, which is North Korea's biggest holiday. And traditionally what he does is lay a wreath for his grandfather's birthday. You know, I was thinking, well, maybe because of coronavirus, a lot of events have been canceled. But we have to pay attention to those absences. In 2008, it was his father's absence that sparked our questions. And so there's a history of absences sparking these types of rumors. The Saturday event, the April 25th event, is not something that I expected him to attend. It wasn't a major anniversary, but it would have been nice if he had made an appearance so we could set these rumors to rest. I think until he appears, there are going to be questions because we're just not going to have any clear picture from North Korea itself.
Well, it's just going to be really interesting to see. Jean, thanks so much for joining us. That was Jean Lee, director of the Korea program at the Wilson Center.